This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, a Joy 94.9 podcast. This podcast was made possible with support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. To support the production of content like this, donate at cbf.com.au.
If you're around Flinders Street last Saturday, you may have seen a blockade of police and protesters denying access to Prince's Bridge. It was a demonstration by the Extinction Rebellion, a worldwide movement dedicated to political action on climate change, formed in May of last year in the UK. The Extinction Rebels shut down Prince's Bridge for most of Saturday in what was a peaceful protest. Many of the protesters were arrested by Victoria Police and let go on the scene. One of the Informer's reporters was on the scene to get the story.
This is Nicholas Kamenia-Sandry. I'm at Prince's Bridge in Melbourne CBD. This afternoon, up to 1,000 protesters occupied the bridge, delaying trams and traffic. The protest was peaceful, with some demonstrators blocking the road, asked by police to leave, and getting arrested. I spoke with two protesters about why they're here. First, I spoke with Dr. Christine Canty.
So Extinction Rebellion is a grassroots movement, and we are here today to be blocking the road to cause disruption. And the reason that we want to do that is that the research tells us that the disruption is the best way to create change. The science tells us that we need drastic change now. So we've got three demands, and that is that we're asking our government to tell the truth and declare a climate and ecological emergency, act now to address that, and create a citizens' assembly to be able to guide that process. You know, the reason for causing such large levels of disruption, the reason for choosing the middle of the day and choosing a bridge that is going to block so much, is that what we need to do is have the opportunity to do exactly this, to be able to get our message out. And personally, I feel that I've got, as I say, four young children, and I'm so concerned about their future. I would much rather be with them at the park and playing with them on a beautiful day like today. But I feel like I have absolutely no other choice than to come out here and help to block the traffic so that we can get our message out there.
One of the people arrested told me his story. Here's Brad Homewood.
I'm a member of Extinction Rebellion. I signed up to be an arrestable today along with about 100 other people. I was sitting in the group at the front, what we call the bunnies. We're the sacrificial group. I was about the fifth or sixth person arrested. The officer came up to me, informed me that I was breaking the law and that if I didn't leave, I would be arrested. I said, all due respect, officer, but I have no intention of leaving this bridge of my own free will. At which point they come in to arrest me, I laid back. They moved around me, they picked me up, they carried me off the bridge. When we got to about the van, they said, do you want to walk now? I said, I'm happy to walk now. I dropped my feet. They put my arms up my back. I made a point of telling the police that I have no issue with them, that I know they have a job to do and that I respect that. And that really changed the demeanour. After that, we just pretty much talked to each other as if we were people. They checked my pockets. They asked me to empty my pockets. They took my badge off. They took my patch off because I had pins. They took my shoes and socks off to make sure I had nothing in my socks. They took a photo of me. They notified me that I'd been arrested and what I'd been arrested for. And then they let me go. It was a very civil process and it didn't take long at all. I would like to encourage everyone to have a good look at the science and what the science is telling us. For all the international conferences, for all the political rhetoric, and for all the emissions pledges, the simple fact is this: global emissions are still rising. Not only are they rising, we are currently on a trajectory to 4 degrees above average warming. If we hit 2 degrees, we won't be able to halt the warming. The feedback loops will kick. If we get to 4 degrees, the science tells us the Earth will only be able to sustain about 1 billion people, maybe even half that. Because once the climate collapses, you can't grow food anymore, and then the society collapses. It's a terrifying prospect.
I guess I just want to add to all the people out there who are listening this that the single greatest thing that you can do at this point in time as an individual is to vote with your feet, not just at the elections, but every single day. Join in the civil disobedience. We know that this is the best way for change for change to actually happen. So if you've only got a limited amount of time for a week, don't worry about doing your gardening and your veggie patch and your composting. Do all of those things if you can, but try and prioritise getting out there, being part of some collective change and making sure that change happens.
Thank you very much.
That was Nicholas Kamenia-Sandry at the Prince's Bridge on Saturday. And a huge thanks to Kyle Evans for providing the audio for that story.
So following on from our Extinction Rebellion story, there will be, as we heard in our conversation with Amy earlier, a general strike tomorrow for the Climate Treasury Gardens. A number of students and indeed grown-ups are planning to attend. We spoke with Thea, one of the activists.
So tomorrow is the beginning of a week of climate action announced by Greta Thunberg that is taking place because of the UN Climate Summit, which is happening on the 23rd of November. So in particular, Melbourne's general strike is tomorrow. So at 2 p.m. Treasury Gardens, we're having a rally and a march to basically call for action on climate change.
So who are going to the general strike? Is that pretty much everybody or?
Yeah. So the reason that this strike is both different and so important is because it is a general strike. So while we are a student-led movement and always have been and will remain a student-led movement, this time there's the Not Business as Usual Coalition, which has over 2,000 signatories, and we have union support from the Victorian Public Service. So all of these adults are coming along to support students in striking for climate.
How's it going to work tomorrow? Are students going to leave school or is it after school hours?
Students will be leaving school early because we've been aware that there are practice exams and all that. It is at 2 p.m. So people won't be missing a full day of school, but people will absolutely be missing school because it is a strike.
Why are you involved in this? What are you passionate about with it?
For me, I think that the thing that makes me passionate is partially, I live between Melbourne and Yay, so I see the farming community in Yay, including a lot of my family, affected by drought and by bushfire, and a lot of people in my family volunteer in the local CFA. So I see that aspect. But also, as a queer person, I really believe in supporting minority groups. And the thing about climate change is, although that it is caused principally by those with wealth, those with privilege, it will affect those without wealth. So climate change will hit hardest in developing countries, in the Pacific Islands, for First Nations people. So I think that's a lot of why I in particular am passionate about it.
Have you been involved in other demonstrations? Like, were you at Extinction Rebellion last weekend or?
Not really, mostly because I'm in year 11. I'm pretty busy and I'm running my school's GSA as well. So mostly I just work with School Strike for Climate. Just come down to the strike tomorrow, get around it. I think at this point we're looking at having over 50,000 people. We've just extended, or we're planning to extend our march route because of that. So get around it. It'll be a brilliant vibe. And this is a really urgent thing. We have to take action on climate change now.
Yeah, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
That was School Strike for Climate, Thea, speaking to Ariane Potts on The Informer.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.